Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone's happy. Finally, it's the weekend. All the hard work behind me. Yeah. And I just invited all my friends. I'm about to throw something on the grill, yeah. And get together and play some cards, yeah. A couple of drinks, something smoking, do our thing, yeah. No one's got hating in their heart. Whoa, a backyard party. A backyard party. Cause it feels so good to be outside, yeah. And the music sounds like heaven, yeah. Made me wanna grab a towel and clean my ride. First I'ma throw something on the grill, yeah. And then mingle with the girls. And I wish that they could feel this celebration.
I wish.
I need to be fed. I feel like eating a bag of barbecue broke legs.
busting necks with a motherfucking brick. Half my body is Chucky, the other half is Bushwick. A short nigga always pumping some lead. I haven't figured out a way to get my fists out your forehead. What up, get up, sit up, you get lit up. A knife in his neck made a polar bear spit up. A 9 or Uzi is my only utensil. Inside his chest they found 10,000 pencils. You have the nerve to try to go against Chuck. The 50 guns aiming at you, how the fuck you gonna duck? Yo, when I'm mad, I'm ready to slay. The graveyards are packed, but it ain't nothing but child's play. You better murder me, put me to rest. Cause if you don't, I'll come out shooting with my head in a bird's chest. Pissed off the way I'm always sounded. Kill a punk in 82 and they just now found him. Some say I'm crazy, some say I'm on crack. Before I die, cut off my leg and let me die in Iraq. A born loser. Some say I'm mindless. If I get pissed off, you leave naked and spineless. Worse than Charles Manson, never having an equal. One sip walking last night and killed 300 people. When I woke up, they had me chained to the floor. When they told me what I did, I killed 300 more. Yo, you wanna rumble? Well, go get your war hat. I went to jail for assault with a carjack. I might be small, but my nuts are big. The worst thing that you could do is let me keep your fucking kids. Cause I'ma teach them how to act. And if they ain't acting right, they dying tonight. So ain't no use in you trying to spot them. I'll send you a motherfucking note that says Chucky's got them.
The remix.
Same old shit, just a different day. I here trying to get it each and every way. Wait, mama need a house, house, baby need some shoes. Shoes, times are getting hard, hard. Guess what I'ma do? Hustle, 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 hard, hard, hustle, hustle, hard, hard, hustle, 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 hard. Close mouths, don't get fed. Okay, I'm booked out until August. Show money to deposit. See the shit, then I cop it. Got by the house note in my pocket. I'm on South Beach with that top off. Bad bitch and her ass off. Something out of that catalog. She introduced to that lockjaw. And I think her name was Lisa. Or maybe it was Sheila. My Chevy sitting too high. I call that with Khalifa. And I'm all about the new Franklins. Ain't talking Aretha. Bitch, my league too major. I'm hip hop Derek Jeter. And I'm still feeling my pockets. Big bass and it's knocking. Yeah, this be that remix. What do you ride around with that rocket? Nigga, welcome back to my household. We the best, be that logo. 100 grand for that neck glow. All about the dinero. Nigga, flow so retarded. We be getting all that. Oh, King Wasabi, it be me, Ross. We did party, cause it's same old shit. Just a different day. Out here trying to get it. Wait, wait, mama need a house, house, baby need some shoes, shoes, times are getting hard, hard, guess what I'ma do, hustle, 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 hard, hard, hustle, hustle,
you know I love this nigga,
hard, hard,
hustle, 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 I got
hard, close mouths, don't get fed on this boulevard.
24s on my Beamer, never know when I slide up. 19 in my Nina, red dot when I ride up. 100 deep in that KOD, King of Diamonds, that's me, nigga. No, you bitches can't hit my beat. Choppers only think free, nigga. Step to me and I teach you. Somebody Texas preacher, straight dropping my beaker. Ace knocking my speakers. Last night I counted 1 mil. This morning, 150. Pussy niggas can't count me out. Don't make me hurt your feelings. I B12 for Janet. JetBlue, forget it. Rolex embedded. With princess embedded.
Yeah.
Same old brick, but it's different, yeah. Yeah, that's candy paint on my 7 tray.
Same old shit, just a different day. Out you trying to get it each and every way.
Wait.
Mama need a house. Baby need some shoes. Times are getting hard. Guess what we gon' do? Hustle, 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 hard. Hustle, 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 hard. Hustle, 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 hard.
Close mouths, don't get fed on the boulevard.
Okay, my black card in my pocket.
I want some dead presidents. I wanna pull up. Head spin.
scarred. He said, grind harder. Learn from every time you ever fail. If it never fail, just grind smarter. Iron sharpened. You the dag on they hindquarters. And they all acting. Rap game, I'm a pallbearer. Kill me, get a call after. First look, it was all laughter. Kevin Gates, no small matter. Made men believe what they didn't believe. Dive in the crowd, no safety holding. Got in the booth, no safety on it. Aiming, I shoot for the star. Got the award, I ain't with no. I won't only mean the one thing, don't get tired, I go.
I was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents. I want a full of head spin. Get it, get it, fly. I got six jobs. I don't get it.
My hair never couldn't afford flights, no ass. I feel right, Chris is like fan grab, walking testament of what can happen. The moment you follow your heart, keeping the faith even when it get dark. They can give up as I tell them get lost. 6 years ago, I just purchased a farm. Most likely the one that you cannot afford. Right foot on the gas. Well, let's see, I can be accelerating. I'm doing the dance. The chick that I'm with, shawty be doing her shit, and it's okay to say that she bad. Look to the right, and I give her a grand. Ready to go, we don't be afraid to go, we don't worry.
I was trying to get it, I live. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up. Get spent. Get it. Get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get it.
Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff.
Yeah, we go to the neighborhood so I can go up in there and borrow it for you.
Huh?
Yeah, we go to the neighborhood so
good is
white. Hello?
White Bar?
Yeah, you want to come over to my party line? It's
712-432-8020. Oh. I'm sorry, I would love to, but I can't really.
Oh my God, don't do this to me, yo. Don't do this to me, yo. Please, man. Please, man. Please, y'all. Don't do this. Yo, my face is on the ground. I don't gotta do this. I can't do nothing. I got to fuck out of them. Oh my God, this is so unnecessary. Yo, please, don't fuck me up. Don't fuck me up.
Ah! Damn, man.
My face!
Why are you still doing that?
Ah!
Yeah.
My face!
I don't think I see it.
It's not over, man. let them do. They know just how much latitude their department gives them on abusing citizens.
Trying to hold back the laugh, though. It's just all the damn screaming. It's just hilarious. Are you guys serious? You know, y'all really have... Another thing I'm laughing about inside is you really ain't seen nothing yet. I'm talking about for you niggas out there. You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till the soldiers come. Them big boots and much more high firepower than the police got. You see. Wait till it gets to that level. They ain't gonna need no riot for that. When you wanna, you know, like a simple crisis like the Katrina incident where you got a taste of that. You know, and you want to go to his stores because you didn't think you needed your own and, you know, those were your own. Where you thought his stores was your own stores. And he going to show you just how much of a store and whatnot of yours that is, or your so-called equality, so to say. So that's what I said. Yeah, I'm chuckling. At the same time, I'm restraining because he's doing all that hollering just to somebody restraining him. And you ain't seen nothing yet. That is absolutely nothing. Nothing. Anyways, let's get back on this. So I don't know who was able to hear me earlier. I made quite a few pointers on different things. I'd actually required a check or a mic check to make sure you can hear me. Although a lot was said and whatnot, so much so I'm not going to even go over it again because there was so much said. That'd take up most of the class, you know, just going back over it again. Anyways, let's get on this. We're going to get on some rates. Let's try. Life insurance rates. Let's see how much money you niggas are missing just because you're too stupid and ignorant to even realize your own life ain't worth the shit. There's a $750,000 policy. I mean, as I said earlier, I don't know who heard me. Although niggas should have life insurance at birth. They really should. Maybe their deaths get their parents out of the ghetto. All right, 10 years. This is for 10 years here. A 10-year coverage of $15 a month. The coverage is $250,000 for 10 years, and you pay. Let's see, $170 annually. 20 years is $1,545 a month. That's 200. So all these coverages. In other words, a nigga's life should be, if you all had the slightest amount of sense, since you're blowing you all's brains out by the time you get 30. Put a 20-year life insurance coverage on the average typical nigga. I think I'm going to find me some niggas to put me some life insurance on and profit off of it. I'm going to do like I can't exploit like the devil does the prison system. Just imagine that. Although I think I'm going to put a couple of coverages and pay $15 a month on a couple of dumbass niggas who will probably expire within 15 years. Give me $250,000. That's the rate here I'm looking at. $250,000 coverage. Of course, y'all ain't gonna do shit with the money. You know, with $250,000, you can buy a whole block. You know, this is why Asians, Mexicans kind of swallow it. They turn their head on y'all, but mainly the Asians and the white boys consider you as less than nothing. As I said earlier, zero plus zero equals nothing. Zero times zero equals nothing. Zero divided by zero is nothing. Niggas ain't worth the shit. You know? But yeah.
Man. Yeah, that nigga.
What you need, 10 sack nigga? What you need to just calm down
here's
a little bit?
Here's another perfect example of
crack
a nothing
too
nigga.
For you
yeah, calm down.
They gave you that green
perfect
Hulk crack
example.
Tonight or something? What happened to you, man?
Are you offended?
Nigga, no
nothing?
Examples, man.
Hey,
no
hey, let me give you some advice. Why don't you put some life insurance? Hold on for a minute. Why don't you put some life insurance on yourself?
He's a Negro over here trying to act like he can flow, but let me listen to this nigga. Let me listen to this Negro over here.
I just read a $250,000 cover.
Fair.
Is there any white folks who would like to put some coverage on some of these niggas? $15
that
a month.
Are you trying to rap right now? Are you just talking?
All of the cost you. Listen, all of the cost you is $15 a month. That's it. For 10 years.
Okay. $15 a month to do what, man? What are you trying to sell me already, man? This niggas are salesman ass niggas on the chat line. What is this, man? Conspiracy shit. What is this, man? This nigga trying to sell me alarms and shit. What are you trying to sell me, dog? Yeah. Air products? What you got, man? What you got?
I mean, you so ignorant. Listen, your brain is so damn ignorant. You can't even comprehend what I'm saying. I'm giving you clear evidence of, I just mentioned, you should put life insurance on yourself. And you still talking about, I'm selling something or something. You don't even have the brains to even comprehend what I'm saying. That's horrible. And you consider yourself as a human being.
Because you ain't going to have Social Security when you get older.
Or you wonder.
You ain't going to have Social Security when you get older.
You wonder why you're treated less than a human being.
For the rest of your life.
You wonder that. You sitting there scratching your head. Why are they treating us less than human beings? This is exactly why. Zero times zero equals shit. If you have shit and you have more shit, then you got extra shit. So hopefully you better hope or pray or whatever that sinks in through your head. For you to even have a world of a chance. So these are 10-year premiums. Here's a, let's see, you got a 30-year policy. This is for your entire family here, I believe. You can put one on your entire family. Here's a 5-year, if you got a 10-year-old and he might not make 15 or 20. This one's $15 a month, $50,000 coverage for 5 years. This is my point, that niggas can't think past yesterday where they're being mastered today. As we say, small minds deals with the events, large minds deals with the ideas. When you can't see the idea and you have an event mentality where you're dealing and living in the event or in the moment, what's before you or the future that's before you, it allows somebody else to master that against you. It's that simple. These are simple things that you're being checkmated every day. In other words, you can't even capitalize off your own ignorance. At least if you're going to be ignorant and stupid, it's almost like what I used to say about niggas selling poison to one another. We say, you guys don't even legally sell poison to each other. At least if you're going to sell crack and poison yourself, at least own a liquor store that the Korean has legally poisoning your ass. You can't even run a liquor store if you're going to be in an illegal business that was, since alcohol is technically legal, that wouldn't be illegal. Although you can't even poison legally as a business person if you're going to do that. The white boy got you beat on that. So this is my major point here, and it's also a nigga wake-up call if you have any sense left, if you can comprehend this. Seriously. most of y'all will take it so personally as an insult instead of applying it on it externally. You're taking it as an insult inwardly when you should be applying your own life and transforming your own life on the external, mainly with your thinking. All right. It appears some people on here could hear me, since I'm just talking to a couple of niggas on here. Hopefully you all still ain't insulted about what I said, although if you are, it's too bad. It really is. The truth is the truth. If you don't like the truth, then that's your problem. I live for the truth, so I don't have a problem with truth. It's you clowns that got a problem with the truth. So we got the policies out of the way. Let's look up police brutality cases here. Because what's really more interesting, especially what happened to Rodney King, is a perfect example. Here they go. They gave Rodney King's ass $3 million or whatever. This nigga ended up buying dope and hoes and all kinds of bullshit. I think they end up doing people, you know, because he was popular, end up just donating stuff to him. I mean, he blew all his money off. Millions of dollars just blown. Didn't do shit with it. He didn't even invest, get a CD in the bank so it could, you know, it could at least flip over or so from the bank. We ain't talking about, you know, a business, just a mutual fund or a CD. You know, a simple bank CD. Or some assets, some coins or some, you know, a couple of gold bars or something. This nigga didn't do none of that shit. So this is why it doesn't matter what lawsuits, whatever you niggas get. Oh, man, this is just so funny.
You so retarded, you can't even build a damn Lego. Nigga, I'm in it like Tego. And your bitch, she's Prego.
The main thing is drugs, you know. They knew they could destroy niggas with drugs. That's all. It's simple. Most of these generations of niggas are from the result of heroin from the troops when they came back from Vietnam. And all. That's where the dope really started. It's during the time of Vietnam and all that. I mean, just people just went crazy. They became degenerate. They couldn't even look after themselves, let alone look after their offsprings or their woman or whatnot. And then, of course, the infamous crack cocaine came in the 80s. That damn thing. Niggas haven't recovered since crack cocaine. They haven't recovered from that. You know, Freeway, Ricky Ross and Oliver North and Ronald Reagan and all that. Just drugs. Now you got this weed shit. You got synthetic weed that done killed, you know, a few niggas. You buy them, you know, it's cancerous, dog be damn, including your blood plate. Your blood papers tell you right there you got is cancerous. It's a big ass sign on your blood when you go buy your blacks and all that other shit. Look on the paper sometimes they know niggas don't read. A few of you who still can. Look on your blunt papers before you roll that blunt. And you'll see how you're being poisoned with cancer. So the devil, when you're poisoned, he tell you, I put it on there. Surgeon General. It's not on me. I told these niggas. So if they was too stupid to read, at least they can't charge me for not telling them. So the synthetic weed that's killed quite a few people, because I don't know what the hell it is. It's not even, it's just straight chemical. You know, like that stuff they said Lamar Odom was messing with. You know, some of them synthetic herbs or some of that some of that biochemical bullcrap that they make. That mad scientist shit they make. Yeah, he was supposed to have been taking it like Viagra or something. So, as I was saying before that, on the capitalizing off of your ignorance, when you don't have a mind of self or mind of your own, you become subject for someone else to master you or control you, control your thinking. So that's what's been taking place and whatnot. That's why a lot of Negroes are just finished. I allow certain things in the background and you are, so you can hear just how helpless these people really are. That can be right in your face, sharing with you knowledge and truth, and you too deaf and dumb and blind to hear it. I display that for a reason. Since we give living examples here, everybody that comes on here, since we deal with the application, as experience being the best teacher, we deal on hands-on experience here. Everything's hands-on. So I allow these people so that you can mentally see and know hands-on. There's no denying it. All right, let me get on the clip, and I'm like I said, we're gonna look up some of this police brutality cases. So I'm gonna go out and get on this clip here, and then I'll be going into that when I get back.
Back up, yo. Back up a little bit.
I'm not barfing nobody. I'm good.
Whatever, man. Just give us a little bit of room.
I'm chilling.
Nah, give us a little bit of room.
Back up a little bit.
Boy, just back up.
I'm starting. I'm good.
Back up some, bro.
I'm telling him to be quiet. I'm saving y'all. What you talking about?
Back up a little. Right over there.
I'm good. I can stand where I want to. It's a free country.
No, we're in the middle of police investigation.
I'm not messing with him.
You are. If you don't back up, I'm going to handcuff you. So make a choice.
I'm chilling.
All right.
Don't touch my
phone.
What you doing?
Back up.
Yo, you better get your homies.
Back up.
Man, get your homies.
Go over there.
Get over there, bro.
Go over there. Go in there.
For what? For what? I'm good. I'm good.
Give him some space.
I'm good.
Give him some space.
You bothering me now. You in my space.
My man. Give him some space.
Hilarious.
Officer Gonzalez, 6268.
Come on up to the
floor. Nobody scared of y'all?
He thought I was going to run from you.
Lucky they telling.
Oops. All right. apparently, I just unplugged my source. Let's see. Yeah. Odd night today. As I was saying earlier, zero plus zero equals zero. Zero times zero equals zero. In order to be counted for something, as we're taught, you have to be in accord with the one or the ones. And once when the one or the ones are behind you or backing you, then all of the zeros, no matter how many zeros are behind that one, can be counted, or you increase that one. So we say 1 million. You put six zeros behind the millions. We went into six sextillion tons yesterday. It was 25 ciphers. So we put six ciphers in front of 1 million. Those ciphers, those zeros are counted because they're behind the one. They're behind something. Behind something, not in front. That makes them counted. If the zeros are behind, if the zeros are in front of zero, say you have 000.2, those zeros can't be counted. Only thing that's going to be counted is the two. So in order for those zeros to be counted, they'll have to get behind and back the one, or the ones, or twos, or all those who could be counted. So remember, as I said last night, you know, that book of John, John looked again. He saw a number no man can count. Couldn't be counted. So we don't know. There ain't no 144,000. We don't know what the number is. Because you can't be counted worth a damn. You actually believe there's going to be 144,000 niggas to be saved? You got to be out of your cotton picking mind. And I mean by saved, I'm talking about all, first, your mind got to be saved on all levels, spiritual, mental, and physical. Although if there's no mind, then creation can't use you, the planet can't use you, you're not even worth keeping. You just drop like all the rest of them continue to drop. So that's a science there, just like we go into the nine. You know, those who understand the science behind the nine always comes to itself. I'm not going to get into that science. You have to already know that. Because it appears... you know, that's not for everybody to know. So anyways, I mean, there's certain things I go into, certain things I don't. As I was saying, in regards to the nothings or the police brutalities and different things. I was mentioning what niggas don't do with the money anyway, regardless of what their lawsuit or settlement or whatnot, regardless of what it is that this is why I'm not an advocate for reparations. First of all, the devil don't owe you nothing. He already get, you got your reparation. When niggas net $1 trillion down there a year, that's your reparations right there. You got reparations. Hell, when a great teacher said that he didn't have to care for you anymore, back in the 60s and 70s, and, you know, he still allowed you to get welfare, and that was your reparations, because that's something he didn't have to do. Well, I mean by he didn't have to do, since there was a man standing up telling you, it's time now to do for self and whatnot and build for self. That takes the responsibility off of him. It's now your responsibility. So that's in essence there what I'm saying, as I'm always sharing things that's in the court, of course, such valuable wisdom and timely. You know, it's one thing for a thing to be valued and another thing for it to be timely. Because remember, even before the great teacher was standing up teaching, Roosevelt told him, he said, you know, if you would have came out a long time ago, you would have been shot down. He said, although it's time now. This is the devil saying this. He said, it's time now. He's in time. It's we don't utilize your niggas as slaves. We don't have nothing for them no more. We got cotton machines. We don't need the niggas to pick cotton no more. You know, they got other factories and different things to make clothing or different things. So simply said, you know, it's time now. We got all these niggas that we don't need no more. We don't need them as slaves no more. So it's time now. Go on and go get your people. All right, go ahead, bring forth.
Peace, everybody. I was just checking in, see what was going on. I missed the bill.
Topics on police brutality. Hey, Bray, I want to ask you this here. Now, I was reading some statistics. I was reading some statistics on coverage. We're talking about life. I was talking about life insurance coverage, right? There's There's a $250,000 10-year life insurance, which is only $15 a month for 10 years. Do you think that niggas could get hood rich if they was to put life insurance on their babies or whatnot? And do you know some niggas that you can put a policy on, a 5-year or 10-year policy?
Can you get rich? Well, how would you get rich? You mean by because they're going to die?
Well, yeah. Niggas going to expire. The average span of niggas in the hood, you know, its average is like 20, below 25, really. It's not even 30. We're talking about the average nigga span of life. On average. What do you think about that?
The fact that they're only living till 30, I think that's bad. In a sense of, like, I don't know. It all depends on what
they're doing. I'm talking about putting policies on niggas, man. That's what I'm talking about. You know, the government exploits
niggas. Oh, waiting 30 years.
They exploit niggas through, you know, the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how many thousands a day it costs to house a prisoner. I think it's like $5,000 a day, they say, that they charge taxpayers for food, clothing, shelter, housing for the average inmate in prison. It's $5,000 a year out of taxpayers' money, which is a lot. If you times that, let's see, if there's 30 days in a year, I mean in a month, 5,000 times 30, that's $150,000. 5 times 30 is 150. So that's $150,000 out of taxpayers' pocket for one inmate per year, per month, every month.
Mm.
Then you times that times 12. So that lets you know it's a huge industry, just that alone.
And just think if they took that money and invested it in the people that aren't in jail but need housing and things of that nature. There wouldn't be no more issues of housing. Even if you took it and take it a step further, even if you was to split the money up between the people that need housing and the people that are in low income, if you was to split the money up and invested in them, you would then remove the people from low income to middle class. So the issue is how it's an economical issue, and it's basically...
So the white boy makes more money. He makes more money locking niggas up than he does, of them dying, really. I mean, that's just a genocidal thing, although he makes more, you know, with this taxpayer, this prison industry, and I include industry in front. The industry of his prison system... It's a billion-dollar industry. So it's very profitable to really corporations. You really can't say because the corporations basically corporations run government. Corporate people. You know, corporations decide the turnout of presidents or presidential elections. Corporations, they basically run the tax. How I know also is I'm a political consultant. I've been in that field for a long time. And a lot of people don't know that places like Walmart and other corporations, they get a 10-year, when they move into a community, they get a 10-year tax break. That means they don't pay any taxes for 10 years. It's called a corporate tax break. A lot of people aren't aware of that. They see Walmart in there, although Walmart has the government so sold up, to where wherever they go, and we're talking about a multi-billion dollar corporation, places like Walmart or other corporations, getting tax break, not paying taxes for 10 years. So who's paying their taxes? The public. It's amazing how the public... illegally leeches off of people. In essence, people paying taxes in stores and different things, they claim, you know, it's for public safety and this and that. They rob these people so much. It's basically literally a crime every time people pay taxes when they go in a store and buy something out of a tax. You go buy a TV or you buy a car, you're going to pay thousands of dollars just in taxes. So if only people knew just how much they spend on these taxes, man, they would see just how criminal it really is. It's really criminal. You can't imagine it. So niggas getting hood rich. So you got police brutality. I mentioned about the cameras. Every nigga's got a camera. All a nigga got to do is learn how to work his camera. If you got police brutalities all over the place, learn how to work your camera. You don't have to be there because when you're there on the scene, you basically alarm the pigs, you know what I'm saying? They start being on their good behavior. The only time they're ever caught really doing something, is when, that's only when they think nobody's looking at them. You're like Rodney King. Somebody was standing out their house window with a, you know, that was one of them old camcorders. You remember them video, the VHS tape video? Yeah. They had one of them. That was a camera back then. So now you got computer cams, you got phone. Every phone, you know, that's out there right now has a cam. Even cheap phones, cell phones. Period. All of them. Even flip phones got cams on them. All of them. So you got little snitches everywhere. Everywhere you'll find a little snitch. So if niggas wanted to get hood rich, they can do that or put life insurance on them. Hey, Brother Ali, I'm pretty sure you can think of a few niggas you can put a couple of life insurance policies on.
Righteous peace, brothers.
Righteous.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, right off the cuff, yeah, I could, you know.
It's $250,000 for a quarter mil for 10 years.
Wow. $250,000.
$15 a month. Let's see. Let's calculate $15 a month. 15 times 12. I'm not off of the top of my head.
That's $174 a year.
$174 a year.
No, wait, I'm sorry. My math is off. That's not correct. That's not correct.
Oh, okay.
That's $180 a year.
Well, let's do a 60. I'll just keep it simple.
That's 180.
Right. Six. We'll do 6 months. We'll just break it down because this is what math is. You simplify things, just like a car. You can walk 20 miles, but you simplify by getting your ass in the car. You know what I'm saying? You can do a lot of things that's complicated, although you simplify it. Make life simple. So let's do 6 times 15. It's $15 a month. 6 times 15 is 300. So basically, and you add the other 6 of the year, it's basically $600 a month. That's a bitch's entire welfare check. I mean, for the month. That's a monthly welfare. Remember, we on Hood Rich today. That's a month's welfare check per year. That she can put on her baby, they ain't going to live fucking 20 years. She's probably down there bet on it. And her investment in 10 years would be worth $250,000. The coverage. Now, of course, they have on there, you know, the devil. he got these trick things on the coverage, you know, where he it has to be, you know, he always try to throw the trick in there, like if too many niggas just getting shot or a car, you know, a car accident. Even though that's a murder, but they usually investigate. You know how the white people, what's them, Mendez or whatever. Remember they killed their mother to get the insurance money, the money. This is back in California. They got, like, the death penalty or they got, you know, triple life.
Yeah, those brothers.
Yeah. They had a policy on the mom or somebody. And they had straight, you know, killed her. But they did a, you know, the insurances, they go and do an investigation to make sure, you know, that the death wasn't, you know, it wasn't done by the family, really. They make sure it's even legit before they even give them that policy. But I don't think it's anything against, you know, if it's accidental death or motherfuckers just getting murdered. You know, as long as, as long as the parents, or whoever got the policy, as long as they didn't get them murdered, you know.
Well, we don't want to promote that insurance, basically killing people for insurance, because it's a lot of bureaucracy and a little middleman, and they got people basically designed.
We're not propagating
to
people killing.
Oh no, I'm not saying that.
What we're propagating is niggas getting life insurance because their life ain't worth a damn. That's what we're promoting.
No, I understand. I didn't want you to take it that way. The point, what I was trying to make, is that they got bureaucracy and people. If you were to have a claim, their whole job is to just prove your claim. And basically, with the whole insurance,
yeah.
Want to pay, get paid.
Yeah, it's always a twist with the devil. I mean, a nigga wouldn't lose. I mean, they'll get something. I mean, they'll get something. They'll get. It'd be worth their yearly, their monthly welfare check, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, because you got to pay the court costs, your lawyer fees, and all that stuff. By the time you get that check, you're going to be like, what the hell? Because I had, not on that level, but I had some family members that had discriminatory situation where they thought they was getting some workers' comp situation. They end up getting pennies on the dollar, but they settled for like $22,000 or something like that.
Hey,
that's
good
that.
Rich for a nigga, though.
Well, yeah, we got
to
think beyond hood rich.
To a working person, $22,000 ain't shit. Although to a hood nigga, that's like wealthy to them. That's hood rich. Right, Brother Ali? He called it hood rich.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
That's hood rich. Hood rich. It's mall money.
Right. Yeah, most high rollers spend that at a one day at the mall and shit on a day out. $22,000.
Yeah, they had to.
I mean, then it depends what you do with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, any guys like me and Brother Ali, $22,000, we might can stretch it a long ways. You know what I mean? You can get some land. You can get some them some of them tax lien homes or something. And I mean, you could do some things, depending how wise you are with your resources. You might open up a thrift store or something, you know, if you build it correctly and make it successful. And so there's a lot of things that can be produced, man. A lot of things.
Definitely.
Want to use the vacation?
What? Your voice is muffled.
I said it sounded like Bring was getting ready to say something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was just saying, like.
Brig thinking about becoming hood, right?
No,
that's
what
Brig
thinking, like.
I'm trying to hit Bring on the game of getting hood rich or coming up. He got some homeboys.
You...
$15 a month, Bring. That's all it costs.
Oh, my bad. Nah, but you don't really get nothing. It's like, and I mean, some people do get something, but like from personal experience, it's like a waste of time. Like he was doing all that fighting and shit, and they swindled him out his money because. He was on the
man,
job.
Man, that's one person,
hurt.
Man. You actually think everybody, people wouldn't, they wouldn't be in business if they weren't paying people, man. You actually think these people aren't getting, especially a motherfucker that got old and it's, you know, you got kids fighting over their, you know, over their estate, you know, of the
oh, definitely.
Father. Especially niggas act a damn fool, man. Somebody, I wouldn't want a policy with a nigga. You know, for you know, it's enough they battled their dad or their mama passing away to try to lead these niggas something, and they start acting like complete niggas once when they gone. It's
well,
like they be rolling over in their grave, whoever passed.
But this the thing about it is the whole insurance, the whole setup and insurance is like a Ponzi scheme. You take what you get from Peter to rob Paul with it. It's basically I give you money and then I loan out the money or I invest the money.
Hey,
you give
man,
me.
You have a policy contract. As long as you go over your contract and everything is within the guidelines of your contract, you know, you don't trip over that shit. You can sue those people. You can sue those people if they break their own contract. You go take that contract to a liar or a lawyer. And not only, I mean, they'll hurry up and throw that policy out to you because not only they'll be breaking their contract, but now they'll be, you know, they can end up paying more money on legal suits. So
yeah,
niggas just know how to bend over. They don't know how to read. They don't know shit about, you know, legal issues. They just don't know shit.
Yeah, you got a point there because, they'll just allow. I mean, once you open up that policy, the whole game of the insurance company is to discredit you from receiving
right, that's
a single
why you
dime
read,
when the time
you
comes.
You read your policy. You read your contract. If you can't read it, get you a fucking lawyer that can interpret that bullshit and interpret
mm-hmm.
it to you what it says.
Exactly.
This is the whole point of niggas working the system, man. They don't know how to deal with this. And the devil, just why they, you know, like I said, you know, he just pimps them and uses and abuses them every day. They constantly being exploited.
Mm-hmm. We've been trying to teach them constantly, man, about language. You live in this country, you might as well know the language because just like an example. Everyday words that you use in the English language out here in normal civilian life, those same words have a much different meaning once you get inside the court. Simple words have different meanings. Just like saying, I understand. Just saying out here, I understand means telling somebody, yeah, I comprehend what you're saying. But when you say, I understand in the courtroom, you're telling them that I stand under your authority. I'm submitting to you.
Right.
You know,
Bring know those
different.
Words is them Gaysons there. They know about that stuff. They have their secret words too. You know,
they're not secret words. They're just words of recognition.
That's why Black Law Dictionary should be recommended reading for every young person in school. Every school person should know that book in order to graduate. You should know Black's Law Dictionary.
And if Bring tells a secret, they can kill you, huh, Bring? They'll send a hit on you or what? if you was to break your oath and tell the secrets, what did you swear that would happen to you?
I mean, what's understood need not be discussed.
Damn. That's Bring, baby. Bring stays true to his own.
Ain't no sun.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, man. That was just fucking
that's
going
why,
out.
I like that's why I'm telling you, going to let him up in here, man, because he's the only one that stay real to his shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else come in here with their old song and dance bullshit. He spring, he'll stay stand on his square, man, right or wrong. He stand on it.
Hey, Bring ain't breaking his oath, huh?
Nope.
Oh, man.
He stay true. He stay on his square. What am I going to say to him? You say to that?
Well, I already know anyway, so that's what the sword and the flag means. That means they gonna if he breaks the oath, they're going to take his goddamn head off. He knows about it. I know about it.
I mean, but what man really fears death?
We ain't talking about fearing death. The question was, if you tell a secret or you break the oath, can they take your damn life? Can they come after your life?
Right.
You know?
And then my rebuttal to that is what man really fears death. And my rebuttal to that is what man really fears death. Can you consider yourself a man if you fear death?
So he's basically saying, yeah, they might try it, but he's willing to face it.
Right. That's the interpretation because he's speaking in code. So he's basically saying, yes, but I don't fear death. Or, you know, you're going to die sometime or whatnot. That's the interpretation.
Well, it also depends on your particular endeavor in life, too. Now, if you happen to be in an organization that's, you know, that is run by, you know, or predominantly run by Masons, you know, and the higher-ups and the executive offices and things like that, well, then, yeah, they can ruin you financially. You can lose your job, you know, lose your benefits, you know, a lot of things you can lose. They don't necessarily have to take your life. They can kill you in other ways and destroy you.
Mm-hmm. I think that's worse than getting a bullet to the head. I'd rather take a bullet to the head. To be honest.
You know, like some Dave Chappelle stuff. Huh? Chappelle with them.
Oh, beyond that, Sammy Davis Jr., all these people, man, especially any black entertainer, man, Red Fox, all of them can tell you, man, Richard Pryor, all of them know, man, that once that white boy done with you, the first thing he do is take your money, what little bit you got left that he gave you. He wants to leave you broken with nothing.
Right.
Humiliate you and send you back to your people broken. After you clowned your people when you made it. You know how niggas get when they get a little paper in their pocket. They want to talk shit to the rest of the niggas they came up with. You know, clowning and showboat. Then when the white boy break it, you got to go on your hands and knees back to these same people now with your little side story. You know, and they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, it was a trip. The Pody put up something. He showed that Jack Johnson was a Prince Hall Mason. I was like, yeah, I could rock with
that. Well, absolutely. But once again, and I respect Jack Johnson for, you know, what he did in his sport. But once again, it's the same old story. Another nigga, you know, as soon as Jack Johnson got up there and they saw that, hey, man, this nigga can actually do something in his boxing, they heard him put a white woman on his arm. Here you go, man. And especially back then, that shit was forbidden. That was forbidden in them days. I mean, you couldn't even entertain the thought. A black man couldn't, even a white woman couldn't either. They'd kill a white woman back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you know that that was set up. They heard him gave him something. And then when they were done with Jack Johnson, they broke him off. Made sure they did everything they could to try to tear that man down.
Nelson Mandela, Thurgood Marshall. Megar Evers, Booker T. Washington, Louis Latimer, the dude that did the first heart surgery, W.E.B. Du Bois, Sugar Ray Robinson, you know about Richard Pryor, Granville T. Woods, and Otis Davis, the dude that starred in Spike Lee joint.
They all died, and they all live now. Once in a check out their financial status, see how they live, and just compare it to how they was living, and then just do the math. We all know Richard Pryor's money went to the dope, man. Most of it.
I know. He used to buy it by the key, didn't he?
That's all his
dope
packages.
He smoked.
Yeah, he had a serious habit. He had a serious
I'm
habit.
I'm surprised he didn't live past 50, man, as much as he smoked.
Right.
Shit.
Well, that probably what brought on his MS.
Yeah. You smoke keys of dope. Damn. That's more than a he got. Right. He had more dope than an elephant can take.
Sneaking up all night, man, sucking on the pipe with the pussy all night.
Right.
Well, that's cocaine, right? Because that's all it is. That's all it is.
Oh, freebase?
Yeah, when you freebase and you're sucking on the pipe and you turn around and you suck on the pussy, man. That's the life. The life, I'm telling you, man. Especially when
yeah,
the bitches around getting high.
I was just going to say real quick, that proves that, you know what I'm saying? Masonry is just an organization. It's not going to change you in any way, shape, or form. To the extent you're going to be who you are regardless. It's just an attempt to try to do something better with yourself. Hold on.
Hey, Bring, have you attempted to ask Brother Ali to join the crowd?
Shit. They don't want to fuck with me. They don't want to fuck with me, man. I'm way too powerful for the niggas.
I didn't hear. I didn't hear what he said.
He wanted to know
nah,
if you invited
huh?
me to join the craft.
Oh nah, you can't do that.
Man, I got a cousin named Shiloh, man.
That'll be bad for me. If you want to get any man in trouble, that's all you got to do. Just call in and be like, yo, he told me, he want me to, he said I should join, recruiting is bad. You can't do that.
No, I know, it's internal, you know, it's like a...
Nah, it just got to be of your own free will.
Well, that plus it's internal too, you know, I mean, people are pretty much handpicked. You know, they're coerced or guided into that direction too, particularly fathers that are in their grandfathers, uncles, they'll guide their sons, grandsons, and nephews that way, that direction, now, whether or not they choose to do it or not, but the guidance and the urging is there, the encouraging of it, particularly when they see something in them. You know, they see something in particular that, you know, yeah, he could gravitate to this. I'm going to bug this here. So it's one of our events that we have for the public. Yeah, come on down, nephew. Check it out, man, you know. You know, one of the, you know how it goes, Brain. Come on now. Like military recruiters, same thing.
So maybe one of your Gason buddies can start a little agency, you know, a little insurance agency, and hook niggas up over there, you know. How come you don't see any insurance agencies in the hood? You know? Or any law offices, so when niggas get beat in the head, you know, they can
beat
run.
Beat in the head?
Yeah, this police brutality shit.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah. You know, I know the lawsuits
nice.
Also.
That would be nice, Brother Supreme. That's a good point, you know, to see the solve. Gacy's come out, man, as a one unified
yeah.
force against this, man. The black police officers that are Prince Hall Masons, especially him. The black, there's a whole lot of them, man, are the cops. They should all come together as one force to speak up, man. You know how powerful of a statement that would be from a Masonic order? Come on now. You know that, Brain. Tell me how
about it. Once again, you're taking it wrong. You're looking at it as an organization that's supposed to be like the Nation of Islam and things of that nature. Masonry is done pretty much behind doors. You know what I'm saying? It's Masonry is not trying to be in the forefront doing anything. Because once you do stuff in the forefront, it is known that your oppressor or your enemy or whoever it may be will try to destroy things.
Well, you said that the Prince Halls do a lot of good community work. You said that they do things in the community. They're part of their communities with organizations and programs. So what's the difference between providing programs and events for the community and then standing up for that same community when you see things going wrong? What's the difference?
The difference is that you're doing the works instead of trying to show the world you're doing the works. You get what I'm saying?
Well, you're showing, aren't you showing the world when you're giving away turkeys or doing food drives? You're showing, that's public.
No.
So you're showing the world.
Well, no, I'm talking about, I'm talking like the news come down and see it, or you give a statement to a newscaster and the whole world knows what's going on. I'm talking about like, that's kind of like what these other organizations do. And you exposing yourself
to what you're saying, if it's too high profile, then you guys back down. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So it's okay to give canned goods and hams in the community, but the thought of standing up, man, for an old black lady that got shot by the police, Prince Hall Masons just, you know, they'd rather just be hands off on that. They don't stand up for them. But they'll give them canned goods.
Oh, nah, you missed the point, brother. You missed the point.
I'm just thinking this is how you do it.
No, this is how Prince Hall do. Or... this is my version of what Prince Hall do. Instead of Prince Hall going to everybody and saying, man, that's fucked up what they did to that lady. You find out who it was that really did something to her, and then you don't say nothing else about it. You just go to work. You know what I'm saying? And
well,
it's not always violent. You deal with the issue. You deal with the issue. That's what I would do, per se. You deal with the issue. There's no need to, you know, put it out there, what happened to this lady, and, you know, you just deal with the issue.
You say you go directly to the police. We don't do no news statements. We don't get in front of the camera. We don't get outside with signs and shit, hooping, hollering, and bullhorns, you know, like the marchers do. You know, we go right inside the police.
As an organization, you will not see that happen. As an organization, because, once again, the organization is not a political organization, nor is it a religious organization. Those are things in the realm of religion and politics. Because you got to understand, you have people of different religions, and you have different people on political views. So in order to bring them together, you have to eliminate those things that would divide us. So it's a commonality. So... if something was...